First Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10 says, but you, hey church, but you, hey, but you, you are a chosen generation. Hallelujah. Listen, for every person that was that kid that didn't get chosen, you know, they didn't get chosen for the team, they didn't get chosen. God has chosen us. Praise the Lord. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Woo! Come on, if you ever wanted to be like, you know, in royalty, this is it. We are royal. Praise the Lord. A holy nation. Oh, no, everybody didn't shout about that one. Everybody wants to be chosen. Come on, but we got to be holy. We got to be a holy nation. We got to be a holy people. For He is holy, therefore we are holy. Holy does mean right and pure and all those good things. It also means respectful. It means being reverent to God. Hallelujah. We are a holy people, His own special people. Hallelujah. Listen to this. That we may proclaim the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light, who were once not a people, but now are the people of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're the people of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've been chosen. We're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation. We're God's own special people. We are His, God's people. He's called us His own, His people, His stock, His family. Come on, His possession. And He has stamped us, or He has marked us as such. So we are branded by God. And that's what happened one day, months ago. I stepped up to the pulpit to just say something, and that's what came out, is that we are branded by God. Hallelujah. We are branded by Him, marked, sealed. Now listen, when a rancher owns horses, okay, he wants it known that those horses belong to him. He wants people to know that. He wants them to know that he owns them, that he has purchased them. Come on, that he gave of his substance to acquire them. He wants it clearly on the record. He doesn't want it to be mistaken in any way that they are his prized possession. Amen. Isn't that true? And it allows, when horses have brands on them, it allows them that they can sometimes go out in the field, they can go out far away, and hopefully not get lost. But if they get out there or amongst other ranchers' horses, it's easily identifiable who belongs to who because they're branded, right? So that branding, it's a mark of identification, all right? And he brands them where everybody can see it. You know, he doesn't brand them like, you know, behind the ear where nobody, I mean, it's right there, you know, right there on the yeah, there you go. On the, yeah, that section right there for everybody to see. And it's always the same mark. Okay? The brancher always has the same mark. It's his unique brand. It's something that's distinguishing to him alone. It identifies with the rancher. Maybe it's some attributes. Maybe it's something about, you know, his character. Maybe it's something about his ranch. But it identifies with that particular rancher. And that is how God is with us. He has branded us. He has clearly marked us so that we are identified with Him and His kingdom. Okay? He wants everybody to know. I love that I think it's in Revelation chapter 7. In the tribulation, the Bible talks about how the 144,000, they're going to have a seal on their forehead. They're going to be marked. They're going to be marked by God. And it goes on to say in Revelation 14 that the reason they have a mark or a seal on their head is because at that time the mark of the beast is coming forth. And so it's to distinguish who belongs to God. Amen. So I do believe that there's scriptural reference where we can see even Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 talking about our salvation, but it says that we're sealed with the Holy Spirit. All right? So God is interested in marking or branding His people. Praise God. In the ancient days now, the people thought that when an animal was branded, that there was some sort of like magic protection. Like in the ancient days, they thought that. Now, we know that's not true, right? I mean, we know that that's not true. Well, we don't follow magic. We don't follow superstition and things by ritual. But I want to say it is true of God. When God brands us, there is a protection that comes with Him. Come on, there is a something where He carries us into life and He redeems us from all of the works of the evil one. Praise the Lord. You know, the thing about false religions, the thing about darkness is that there's nothing original. Okay, they're not original. So they always take things of God and then they try to twist it and turn it and make something out of it. But it really many times is rooted in God. You know, those weird people that thought that branding probably came from the fact that truthfully, when God identifies people and marks them as His own, there is a protection. Hallelujah. So we're branded by God. We are His prized possession, and you need to know that. God thinks very highly of you. God paid a dear price to have you and call you His own special people. And He brands us so that everyone will know that we're His, all right? Natural branding takes place. They use a rod or a stick or an iron, and they heat it in the fire until it gets red hot, and then they press it against the hide. But we are branded on the inside. Praise the Lord. We're branded by the fire power of the Holy Spirit. We're branded on the inside, and when we're branded, it sears. When that branding comes by God, it sears out the old man and brings forth the new man that is in Christ. Praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. That we may live upright with God. Yes. So although we're branded on the inside, that branding really reflects outwardly. I know all of you in here have met people and you can almost instantly identify that they're a Christian. There's just something different. Why? It's because they've been branded on the inside by God. They've been marked. They've been identified. And now that's coming forth in their life. So our branding by God is, are you ready? AAA. Okay? AAA. I may have to get something and line up and put stickers and stuff on y'all. AAA. We are branded by God, approved, appointed, and anointed. All right? That is the branding that God puts on us. How do I know? Well, I don't know, because He just said it to me that day when I stood up. So sounded like it really meant something to God. So I decided I would just make a sermon about it. Is that okay? So I want to just run through very quickly tonight what it means to be, have this branding of AAA, to be approved, to be accepted, to be appointed and to be anointed of God. So let's talk about being approved of God. Approved does mean accepted. We are accepted by God. Another word in the Bible would be justified, if you want to get the biblical term. But in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6, it says that He has made us accepted in the beloved. He has made us accepted or approved in the beloved. Approved as what? Approved means good. It means satisfactory. It means you've made the mark. It means you've met the qualifications. So when we receive Christ, we are instantly stamped approved. We're stamped approved as a child of God. We're stamped approved in the family of God. We're stamped approved to live in the kingdom, to operate in the kingdom. We're approved and accepted by God. And you know, this all seems very basic, but I still find after years, that some Christians can't really get it settled in their heart that we are already approved. We are approved. We need to settle the issue tonight. There's no needing to run back. Once you get approval for something, how many of you have ever had to get approval for something? Come on, you've got approved for a loan. You've got approved for something from your boss. Once you get approval, I mean, that's it. Woo, woo, approval. You take that approval and you step into and you operate from the fact that you've been approved. You don't run back a week later and say, hey, now, I want to, excuse me, Mr. Banker, are you sure that I'm approved? Are you sure? Because I'm not feeling real approved today. You know, hadn't really been a great day and I don't know, you know, my records aren't really looking that good. Are you sure that I'm approved? No, we don't do that. But yet we do that in the kingdom. You know, approved means we got in the family and that God likes us. He likes me. He likes me. And I've learned to not question that. He likes you. He approves. He approves you and he approves of you.
Amen.
And we need to get that straight and get that settled, because he brands that on us. And really, it's the starting point of everything, is knowing that we're approved. Oh yeah, we're approved. I'm approved to come to the throne today, Lord. I don't have to worry. I'm approved. I can step right in here to the throne of God and make my request be made known. Hallelujah. Because I'm approved. And if we don't anchor ourselves in that, we're going to get all wishy-washy and things aren't going to go very well. Let me give you a couple of other words that are tied to the word approved. Favored. Listen, when you find out that you're favored of God, it really doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Seriously. Endorsed. I'm endorsed by God. You're endorsed by God. Your life is endorsed by God. Upheld. God upholds us. He upholds us. He upholds our life. He upholds our words. He upholds our desires. He upholds us. Supported, backed, authorized. I'm authorized. I'm authorized in the family of God. I'm authorized in the house of God. I'm authorized in the kingdom. I'm authorized to use the name of Jesus. Why? Because I'm approved. Now listen, I don't have time to go into it tonight, but we know that this comes not by our works, that salvation is a free gift of God. So we get it by simply believing who Jesus is, what Jesus did for us, accepting that, and making him the Lord of our life through the belief in our heart and the confession of our mouth, and then walking with him. We don't get saved by walking with him, but you do need to walk with him. Hallelujah. But we're authorized. We're authorized in the kingdom. We're authorized as child kids, God's kids. Guess what God owns?
Everything.
Everything. We're authorized to be in the kingdom. We're authorized to use the name of Jesus. We're authorized to get stuff done. We're authorized to make things come my way, to make my desires come into the fullness. We're authorized because we're approved. Praise the Lord. We're validated, affirmed, acknowledged. Listen again, once you really know how approved by God you are, it will not be so important what these other people think about you. Okay? Not that we're like, oh, I don't care. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying we're living uprightly in front of people. We're living according to God's way. And there are going to be people that don't like it. There are going to be people that don't like us. But inside, I'm approved by God. I'm justified. When you get justified and approved by God on the inside, it will make you not have to argue your point.
Amen. That's good.
It will make you not have to get your way or to have others see your way. Even when you know you're right. Listen, some people, you know, are just never going to see. They're just not. They're just not going to. So just on the inside, let your branding be reminded that I'm approved and I'm justified. Praise the Lord. That's pretty good stuff. The Bible says, Acts 2:22, that Jesus was a man attested or approved by God. So we see that Jesus was approved by God. We see throughout the scriptures various times that they talk about various people that are in the beloved or that are approved or that are accepted of the Lord. We already saw in Ephesians chapter 1. Let me just read this to you. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 6. This is your anchor point. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, being predestined to us adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure. I love that. The good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made us accepted or approved in the beloved. So we need to settle the issue once and for all. We've got to get that scripture in our heart. We've got to know it. We've got to hang on to it, that God approves us and that he approves us of us. And because he approves of us, that's it. It's permanent. It's eternal. It doesn't change from day to day. We are approved by God. In that scripture in Acts chapter 2, verse 22, the Bible says this, that says that God, that Jesus was attested by God with signs, wonders, and miracles. So one thing that happened in the earth is because Jesus was approved of God, it was demonstrated in his life through things that happened for him. In this particular instance, it's talking about signs, wonders, and miracles. How many of you would like to have some of those? Signs, wonders, and miracles. You know, signs, wonders, and miracles can also pertain to your own life as well as other people. How many of you would like now some signs, wonders, and miracles? Yes, yes. Yeah. The Bible says it was because Jesus was approved that God demonstrated his approval by doing things for him and doing things through him. And that's the way it should be with us. Listen to this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4 says, as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. See, now we get approved, and now we need to live up to our approval. This is our part. You know, with everything with God, there's a God part and an our part. Okay, salvation, Jesus did something, our part is we receive it. Okay, now we receive salvation. God's part is that he approves us. Okay, now what's our response to that? We don't just run off and like, woo, I'm approved, woohoo. No, I'm approved, and that carries a responsibility. Yeah, now I'm going to live as one approved by God. He's entrusted us with the gospel. We are the gospel carriers of the world. This is not just for preachers. We are all entrusted with the gospel. We got in the kingdom, approved in the kingdom, to live in the kingdom and to operate the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, for a worker does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word. So here it is, we are approved, but we want to present ourselves to God approved. We want to live like we're approved. We want to act like we're approved. We want to hear the word and do the word. We want to know the Holy Spirit and flow with the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we are branded by God, AAA approved, and we are also appointed. All right? We are appointed by God. The minute you get approved and in the kingdom, now you're appointed. Amen. Come on, now you're set aside by God for a purpose. There is never, ever, ever, ever a reason that any Christian ought to wonder, do I have a purpose? Of course you have a purpose. You are branded, appointed. Yes. Now maybe you haven't figured out exactly all how that works, but there's some basic things right from the get-go that we're appointed to. Like being entrusted with the gospel. I mean, just sharing your faith, just loving people, just reaching out, just living uprightly. All those things are part of your purpose. You know, we don't have to have a grand purpose whereby we're going to change the world. We don't have to have that. Not everybody has that. Everybody has a purpose. Everybody has an appointment. Everybody has assignments. Everybody has job things to do. Maybe your life is just living upright as a Christian. Holy, joyful, peaceful, righteous. When you're at work, when you're at home, you know, those things go a long way. We don't understand sometimes the magnitude of those things affecting people. Those are appointments. It doesn't have to be a big, it's not always about the task. Let me put it that way. How about just the fact of who you are?
Amen.
We are the light of the world. What would happen if you weren't there? Light in your area wouldn't be there anymore. We are the salt of the earth. We need some salt. We are the salt of the earth. One thing salt does is preserve. Have you ever realized that as your crazy company, that if you were gone, what might happen? I know a guy who worked here, I mean, who came to church here for many years, and he was at a place and pretty high up there. And, you know, he would always say to me, I know that I'm there to be a blessing. And I know that because I'm there, the business is blessed. Do you know that one day he decided to quit at the will of God and do something else. And do you know it wasn't, but like 2 years later, that company went totally under. See, we want to put all the natural reasons to that. But listen, we preserve things. We preserve families. We preserve companies. Come on, we preserve churches. We preserve. We have appointments. We have assignments. We have things to do. Appointed means to be assigned to a job or a role, to be designated and commissioned. You are commissioned. Come on, it's part of what happened on the inside of you. The minute you were born again, boom, the brand was made appointed. God said, now you're ready. Now I've got things for you to do. And all we have to do is just know that we have appointments, take some time, and be willing to fulfill them. Do you know what I have found out? Of course, I'm not talking to anybody here at Houston Faith Church, but I'm going to let me tell y'all something about some of those other people out there. Is that sometimes people feel like they don't have a purpose and they keep feeling like they can't find their place because they don't want to do or be in the place that God wants them to be or do. They want to be something else. I want to do this. And then people are always, I'm looking for my purpose. I'm looking for my, no. You have a purpose, but you got to put your hand to the plow. You got to be willing. You know, if you're thinking high-minded, you might better rethink. Go ahead and be willing to start at the bottom. Amen. You know, I'm not saying this, but I'll just tell you in my own life. You know, I never wanted to be a preacher. Because I found out a lot of people that grow up wanting to be preachers or deciding they want to be preachers, a lot of them are not called. They get this thing about they want to be a preacher when most preachers I know that are real preachers never wanted to be a preacher. That's right. But when I got in the kingdom, I just said, Lord, I'll do whatever. And I have done whatever. I mean, at my old church, when I wasn't even here at this place, I worked with the children. I cleaned the bathrooms. I worked in the office in my after hours because I had a full-time job. I just did anything. I did whatever they needed me to do. I was willing to do it. And you know what I found out along the way was that I started finding things. I started finding where God had me, where I had grace to do. But I was never like looking, no, oh, I'm only going to, you know, do this, or I'm not going to do that. And listen, I would have stayed with the kids forever if God would have let me. Absolutely. You're going to have to find out where, and you're going to have to be willing. This is part of being willing. But if you'll do that, you'll find that you do have a destiny. A destiny, it's the root word. Let me give you the root word. It's the root word destined. It means to set, ordain, or appoint to a use, purpose, state, or place by divine decree. You fulfilling your purpose is between you and God, and it's a very holy thing, and it's a very, God wants you to fulfill your purpose. So it's never God that's withholding your purpose. I tell people all the time, if you're praying and not getting an answer, do something. Find some way to serve. Call the church and say, what do you need? I will do it. And usually once you step into that, then you'll start finding the thing that God has for you. But we are appointed. Absolutely. Jesus was appointed. I mean, from the day he was born, actually Simeon said to him, behold, this child is appointed for the rising and the falling of many. From the day he entered the earth, he was appointed. From the day you enter the kingdom, you are appointed by God. By God. With something to do that matters. With something to do that, listen, that matters. You might not see it as mattering, but to be a good mother matters. To be a good employee matters. We get reward for that in heaven. It's not just about what happens inside the church building. It's about you fulfilling your destiny everywhere. Your life is a spiritual life. It's not compartmentalized. I'm going to run to the church and do something, and then I feel like I have a purpose. And while I'm at home, I don't have a purpose. No, you're producing something in the earth. Your being who you are is purposeful. It doesn't operate just inside the church house. And that's the reason we have the issue that we have. Everybody runs to the church house, wants to just find something to do. We all can do something here in the church house, but there's a lot to do outside the church house. When are you going to be the intercessor for somebody outside the church house? So Jesus was appointed, and as he was walking along the earth, he made the appointment of many of the disciples, not just the 12 disciples, but he appointed them for things in the kingdom. He gave them assignments. He gave them things to do. You've got to know that you are appointed. Look at me, John chapter 15, verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Here we are again. Hallelujah. God said he chose us. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Do you know that I'm kind of getting stuck on this, not to minimize. Sure, there's a lot of, you know, we all have got to put our hand to the plow in the church. Absolutely. But do you know that you can bear fruit outside of the church, even in what you might think might not be a spiritual? Raising up a child can bear fruit and be fruit that remains. Being a good spouse, helping someone at work, all those things matter. They're part of your appointment. So God said that he appointed you. Hallelujah. Now listen, every person is unique. Every person is different. So the specifics of everyone's appointments, assignments, job task in serving him, in doing good works, is different. It's not going to look the same. Did you hear me? It's not going to look the same. Your life is not going to look like mine, so don't want it to. Your life is not going to look like your favorite preacher on TV or your favorite worker at work or your favorite whatever. Your life is not going to look like that because you are unique. There's never been one of you ever. There's never been another one of you to come again. You are unique. You have your own path. So let's find it. Let's find it. The Bible says we're created for good works. We were created to do good things. We were appointed with things before us to accomplish. Hallelujah. In serving him. It's all serving him. Not serving him just inside the church. Right? We are the church, you know, outside the church building, right? We remain the church. And so we live our individual church lives outside the church building. And so our church life looks the same outside the building as it does in the building. Just as quick as you are to put on a smile, to come up, to greet people, to hug people, to want to pray for people, to help people. You hear something's going on, I'm going to pray for them. You hear they need help, I'm going to help them. We're supposed to live like that in the world with people all around us. That's how we're supposed to live. That's how we be the church outside the four church walls. It was never meant to be something outside and then something come in and it be different here. This is just a reflection corporately of what we do individually outside the four walls. Right? Okay. But you're appointed. Look at your neighbor and say you're appointed. So we're branded by God. We're branded as approved. We're branded as appointed. And we're branded as, the third one, anointed. We are anointed. Amen. Amen. Turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. Verse 21 and verse 22. We're going to settle this tonight. Just like we've settled that we're approved, we've settled we're appointed. Now we're going to settle the fact that we are anointed. Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. Now he, being God, who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us, is God. I'm going to say that again. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. Has anointed. He's already done it. He's already anointed you. When you came in the kingdom and you were branded, now you're approved by God. You've got an appointment and you've got all the anointing that you need to get it all done. He has anointed, God has anointed you. He hasn't just anointed the preachers. He hasn't just anointed the special people. He has anointed every believer because there is an anointing. There is an ability from God in everything that you do in life. At your work, there's an anointing of God to be able to do your job, to be able to do it well, efficiently, effectively. You can have the mind of Christ, not just in the assembly, but at work. When you don't understand something, you can exercise your faith and say, God, you said I'd have the mind of Christ. God, I'm going to believe you right here. Help me with this. Now, to what degree of the anointing are you walking in? To what degree of the anointing do you have flowing through you? That's a whole nother message for a whole nother time. Because it's true. It's true. There's requirements for us to live uprightly with God. The closer you walk to God, the closer, the stronger the anointing, the greater the flow. Okay? Doesn't have anything to do with your salvation or God approving you or even that you have appointments, but for it to flow, it's a whole nother message, but I want you to know you are anointed. And so if you're not feeling anointed, don't come tell me, well, I'm not anointed. No, the scripture says you are anointed. And first of all, you're going to have to believe you're anointed. I believe it's time for the church to know that we are all anointed. Not just the preachers, not just the prayer partners, not just the special people. Every single believer is anointed. The anointing is, the word anoint means to smear on or to rub on. And it's talking about the anointing of the Spirit. So it's the smearing on or the rubbing on of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 10, 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. So it's an ability. It's an ability from God. Listen, the minute you were born again, your spirit came alive unto God. And you stepped into an ability that is not your own. Because now I have the Holy One living in me. Now you have the Holy One. You have the one who has the mind of God. You have the one who has the wisdom of God, the creativity of God, the power of God in us. We're anointed. We got to believe that, first of all. We are anointed. Hallelujah. There's an anointing within us. Usually anointing within us, Christ in us, the hope of glory, but you have an anointing from the Holy One and you know all things. There's an anointing in us. There's an ability from God within us that usually is more for yourself. And there is an anointing that comes upon us, and that is usually for other people. The power will come on you for a moment to say something, to do something, to help something. But we have the anointing within us at all times to do whatever's necessary. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. I can do all things through Jesus. God is so purposeful with His words. I can do all things through Christ, the anointing. I can do all things through the anointing in me. Christ in me. The anointing in me. We've got to know the anointing. We've got to believe that we are anointed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The anointing is necessary. The anointing will help you in every aspect of life. The anointing can be with you at work so that you get home at the end of the day and you're not worn out. Amen. It's time to learn to not do things. We don't have to do anything in our own sufficiency, in our own strength. We don't have to go to work and work 8 hours or 10 hours or 12 hours a day in our own sufficiency. The anointing is within us to tap into, to renew, to rejuvenate, to reinvigorate us as we go along the day. I told the ladies this a long time ago. I don't know how many of you were here back in the day. Delia still repeats it. You need to take the word tired out of your vocabulary and stop saying, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. I never say that. First of all, what I've learned is that some people mean they're sleepy. Yeah. If you're sleepy, say you're sleepy, but don't say you're tired. Come on, we're supposed to live. Am I the only one that believes this, that we live in the newness of life? Come on, we get up every day, we're new today. It's brand new body, brand new mind, brand new life, brand new job, brand new everything. That's how you keep it fresh. That's how you keep it good. But the anointing is necessary. It's the ability of God to fulfill the purpose. You need the anointing to get your appointments done. Amen. I'm preaching better than y'all are shouting. Y'all are just wondering how long we're going to go, but not very long. We're going to be short. Praise the Lord. But we all are anointed within and upon us. And we have to have faith in the anointing. Amen. We have to know that God branded us that way. You didn't just choose to be anointed. Somebody asked me one time, well, should I go around saying I'm anointed? I said, well, say it to yourself or say it to the mirror, but don't tell everybody else. I mean, you know, this is between you and God. Because the truth is that when you have that anchored in you and when you're living it, other people will see it. And it's not so that, wow, you know, that who cares? They're so anointed. I don't need to hear anybody say that. That's not important at all. Just what I want is my life to be a blessing. I want my life to reflect. Yeah? Yeah? So Pastor Chaz said, I don't remember if he said this on a Sunday or a Wednesday, but I wrote it down, and I've preached this several times since then. He said that we have the ministry of one anothering. Everybody in here has the ministry of one anothering. Not just the preachers. Come on. Everybody here, we have the ministry one to another, one anothering, one anothering. We use the anointing so that we can one another well, so that we can love each other. Listen, we don't love with our old natural, our old, you know, love and light. We love with a supernatural love. We love from the place of the anointing. Something from God in me helps me love you. It's easy to love you. But God helps me love you. So we do things from that place, that one anothering, just being a help to people. Look at what it says about Jesus. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. If you found that scripture, turn there. Let me just read it to you one more time. How God anointed Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth. So God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good. Church, you want to use the anointing? Just do good to people.
Amen.
Just simply every day when you get up, I'm anointed of God, and today I'm doing something good. Today I'm going to bless somebody. Today I'm going to help somebody. Today I'm going to love somebody. Today I'm going to be kind to somebody. Today I'm just going to shake somebody's hand. Today I'm going to slip somebody a $20 bill. I'm just going to one another with the anointing. I love that. That's so simple. Because see, we make it so like big. Like, I'm not using the anointing if I'm not healing the sick. It does go on to say he healed people. Praise God, that's part of the anointing. But it says that he went about doing good. That's what the anointing is. If you'll start exercising your anointing in doing good things for people, not just waiting, I got to wait until I get to the church so that I can pray with somebody and I can get a word from God and I can say something to them. Do that at work. Isn't that true? Just look to help somebody. It's the basis of what God wants. That's how we fulfill our appointments. And listen, when you get faithful with operating in the anointing from just going and just, I'm going to help somebody today. I'm just going to do something good for somebody today. Guess what happens? God will start sending more people. And you'll start getting more confident. And then the level that you're really operating in the anointing will begin to increase. And you'll find that things will begin to flow and other things will begin to open up. And before you know it, you'll be able to pray and pull out a word of knowledge. You'll be able to stretch forth your hand and help somebody get healed right in the midst of no matter where you are. Amen? Amen. So you're branded. You are stamped. You are sealed. You are marked by God. You're marked what? What's first? Approved. You're approved. Number two, you're appointed. And number three, you're anointed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe if we could get those things in us and we could live in the reality of them. I want to live in the reality that I'm approved by God. I want you to live in the reality that you are appointed, that you have a purpose. Having a purpose will make you get up every morning and say, this is it. I've got something to do today. Okay? I want you living in the reality that you're anointed of God. Of God, you're anointed. You have the Holy Spirit. He's in you. He's upon you everywhere you go at every moment. Praise the Lord. So it's time for us. It's time that we live in the realities of this, that we walk in accordingly. We walk accordingly. Come on, we walk with our head high. We walk with our heart open. Come on, we walk with our hands ready to help, ready to stretch out. Amen. So you're branded, don't you forget it.
Thank you for joining us for the preaching of God's Word. We trust that your faith and your love for God is stronger than ever before. More information about Stevenson Ministries and Houston Faith Church is available online at houstonfaith.tv. Chaz and Joni Stevenson are the pastors of a dynamic, growing church in Houston, Texas, and have a New Testament vision of preaching the uncompromised Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit, helping people get saved and building strong Christians who can impact their world. Houston Faith Church is a place where the love of God is real, where lives are changed, and where followers of Jesus become fishers of men.